Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
And honestly, like, if you're, there are so many good resources for talking to your kids, but I have to say, every time I sit down and talk to my kids and start to strike a couple of conversation, they are more than engaged.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
And I just poured myself a cocktail, and Natalie has two, and I'm feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Feeling
I'm feeling good. Like I should.
There.
We
have makeup on.
You know what we should do?
Fake Karen.
We should have a little dance party at the beginning of our show this week.
I know, but they wouldn't let me get blocked off.
Oh, because it's YouTube?
I don't know. I have to talk to the girl.
No, but they said that it because it's not public, you get reported, but it actually doesn't get taken down because it's not public. They just don't know that when it catches it.
Got it. Okay, as long as we're okay with it. Because they're having trouble resending it and all the things. But we'll talk about it.
Well, maybe you and I can have a dance party before we start.
I love, like, we're backstage.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I've said this. I don't know where I've said what. I have no idea what I'm talking about, really, because there's so much going on. But I recently said to someone, I think I told you on the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
That each week feels like a year in 2020.
Yeah.
So it is actually blowing my mind what can happen
in a 24-hour period.
In an hour period. Mm. It is just, I feel like there must be some retrograde shit going
like
on.
Like major.
Like a new moon's coming in and trying to blow out the old one or something. You like know there those, must be a secret moon.
You know those guys that went up to space? Probably a good time to go.
They're the ones fucking, they've probably magnets. And
yeah.
Pulling, Caillou got canceled.
Wait, why? Is Caillou racist?
Dude, I don't watch Caillou, I don't know, but he got pulled.
Why'd he get pulled? Because of something?
Hold on.
Caillou. Well, his voice was beyond annoying anyways.
My husband showed me a tweet that said,
I mean, he should be canceled just for the sound of his voice anyways. And he was pretty sassy. He taught some sassy behavior. You know what I mean?
I clicked to see why Caillou was trending, and this was the first tweet I saw. About time they canceled Caillou, that whiny, bald beep, beep, you and your non-matching clothes. So I don't know. I'm not sure what. Apparently, there's a lot of hate for Caillou.
Yes, I have hate for Caillou.
I think being a mom, you get like kind of removed from the world of news, and then someone sends you a link, and you're like, whoa,
where have I been?
What did I do for an hour that I missed the world?
I know, and I felt like that a lot. You know, in the beginning, I used to watch a lot of, like, I had never before watched CNN, okay? Like, never before COVID had I ever, because, I mean, I know it's, I mean, a lot of people say CNN is skewed, and, like, I don't know, they definitely all sit on the same position of their opinion of the president, right? On CNN?
You're asking the wrong girl.
Well, it seems like it. That's where all the Cuomos are, right?
Yeah, again, you're asking the wrong girl.
Okay. So, listen, we're Canadian, I don't know, but I started watching it because I just, every time...
I'm so naive. Mm-hmm. I just kind of thought news, like, okay, I kind of felt like news was news, and until, like, I didn't think you could have an opinion in the news.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
definitely... And then my husband said that certain papers and certain...
100%.
Are, like, skewed.
Well, like Fox.
Well, that's not a fucking news channel. That is an opinion channel. Then where's the news? Where is the hard facts of news if everyone has a fucking opinion?
Well, do you think that Canadian... This is... Now, I'm going to sound really ignorant. Do you think Canadian news has an opinion?
So...
Because I don't...
My mom and my husband had a debate, but a lot of our news channels are government-run... So when they're government run, it is supposed to be factual, but they're way more a bit boring than America. Like, they're way more like...
Honestly, I watch the news in the morning because my husband and I go back and forth, and he always goes to the Today Show, and I always want to go back to local news because I feel like what they're going to tell me is going to be relevant to me, including the weather.
I think they deliver information with not much of an opinion because
opinions
in Canada are something... that we don't often have.
And our Canadian reporters, they come across quite, like, with a positive upsweep. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. whenever, you know, like, it's like they don't get dark into stories. They tell a story.
I don't know enough to be an
And
expert.
Then they're like, okay, and now we're going to go over with some good news.
Yeah. There's a big-ass fly.
There is, but...
motherfucker.
But anyways, so in the beginning I was watching because I really thought that things were... We didn't know it was going to last that long. So I thought every day was going to be the day that maybe they were going to let us know. It was, you know, time to go.
Now you know.
But now I know that there's going to be news. It's going to be big. And we're going to know about it. Your mom will call us or something.
My mom gives me the 411.
Okay, I used to watch it in the day.
So I actually...
What kind of a bug is that?
That's a big fly who's not in your... Because flies only last 24 hours.
Excuse me?
Yeah, and then they die. It'll be dead by tomorrow. It'll slow down.
You know what else? I always tell the kids, and if you turn off the lights, they only go to where the lights are. So if we turned out all the lights, it would go somewhere else.
Oh my God, it got caught in there. I should shut the door. Anyways, it's distracting me, but I'm going to get it when we go back to late night life. I will say that when I left social work, I didn't watch the news, a bad movie, a bad anything for, well, until
you were
now.
You were in bad news rehab.
I was in bad news rehab.
Yeah.
I was in bad because as a mother, I couldn't, and this is what is so shitty about racism and like this whole movement of racism, not this whole movement, the actual facts about racism is as a mom, I could turn off the TV and I could shut the book and I could shut the door and bad shit wouldn't affect me because I could be in my home with my baby and just do that because I was so overwhelmed as a mom that mm-hmm. bad things were happening outside of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as a mom, as a black mom with a black child, you don't have the luxury of...
Of turning it off.
You don't have the luxury of turning it off. So I kind of, in a way, I'm like, whoa, the fact that I could step away when I think that if people are struggling with, like, this conversation of, like, you know, it's a debate. It's not a debate if you have to worry about walking out the door and being safe and not being pulled over or not being shot because of their skin color. You're privileged, you know?
Yeah, it's not a debate and it's not politics. It just is what it is. And then honestly, when being, you know, you had said in an Insta story today, but you also were referring to someone, a white person that was talking about their lack of wealth when they were younger and how that meant that they didn't have privilege. And that's completely missing the mark because... You had white skin. You were, no matter how poor you were already once that have had of your black friends or whatever you had.
If you put another black human beside a white person in the same position, guess who's still better off? It's very confusing for people who've not learned it, but I learned it. But I think that if you can learn the conversations, and it's so important for your children because, you know, in your, as a mom, you want your children to do better, be better, and and make better. Mm-hmm. You want them to do everything better. So if you're a mom and you're like, this doesn't impact me, I live on a farm in Des Moines, Iowa, and I will just, I homeschool my kids, and doesn't matter, they're going to grow up into the world, and they're going to make an impact on somebody, on one person, mm-hmm. two people, mm-hmm. a million people, or like, your impact is, you shouldn't do less of an impact because it might only be one person.
Absolutely.
Do you know?
Yeah.
That one person is still more valuable to anything than, it's a lot of people like, well, I don't really have a fault. Like, they can kind of skirt under because they don't have social media. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, you can't.
Yeah, no, and honestly, like, there's so many good resources for talking to your kids, but I have to say, every time I sit down and talk to my kids and start to strike a couple of conversation, they are more than engaged. I think they feel like they're complimented that I'm including them in a serious, mature conversation.
I have a question for you. So,
dare you tell
me this?
Real you what?
These are my pants, and you're wearing them.
No, these are you. I have these in my drawer. These are mine. I have the same ones. These are just bigger. I pulled yours up, and I was like, no.
Oh, I don't like them. So you can.
I don't like them either.
I was going to say. I was like, I was so happy.
I don't like the color. This was like the bottom of the bat. Like, fuck. The last pair.
You should take them. I was excited that maybe I could regift.
What don't you like about them? I don't like that they're light. Like, they're my lightest pair. I wear black ones. Oh, I like wear black ones, black pattern ones, but I don't like
light print. Leggings, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think they look good with anything. Yeah. If you're wearing a black top, they look good. They look better on you than...
No, I know. I hate them. And they make my legs look so big. No, I hate them.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. You were like, riddle me this.
Oh, so Chloe, for her birthday, okay? Mm-hmm. She's obsessed. Okay, we're back into dolls. I gave all of Olivia's doll shit away because I couldn't fathom having all the doll shit in my house for this many years, because when Olivia got over dolls, Chloe was born, okay? So the age, I couldn't keep doll shit in my... I'm just not that person to keep doll shit in my... Not like Deanne McGuire, who ships me all of her... She's been around since the beginning. We love her. She's been to shows, but she ships me things and everything still is together.
I know.
It's mind-blowing. I know. Anyways... she asked for, so she was going through our generation, she's four, and she was looking at the pages for her birthday, because my mom wanted her birthday list, and she's like, I want this doll. It was a black doll.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this because of conversation? Again, right. I didn't, is it conversations you've heard? Because I don't know how much is going in her brain.
Yeah.
Is it because one of your best friends has darker skin and you hadn't seen
her? Do they have darker dolls?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Their mom buys some darker dolls, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then that's, yep, that's...
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Because those are her best friends.
Yeah, and so she wanted a black doll, and I was like, you know what? You don't need another doll. Mm-hmm. She has, like, another lighter, darker, but darker skin doll, but not, like, black, like, dark. And so I was like, I'm going to get you the doll. My mom got her the doll because I was like... You know, if you want that, that's, they say, if you're struggling with what to do with younger kids, they said it's easy as having the toys they play with, mm-hmm. shapes their views, mm-hmm. the food they eat, mm-hmm. the restaurants you go to, mm-hmm. the TV you watch. Like, think, are you only watching shows that centered with white characters? And it centers around, like, so as young, you're shaping them at as young as, like, as soon as they can kind of open their eyes, you begin to shape their ideas of what is normal and what is not normal.
Yeah.
And if they're only playing with white-centric things, well, that makes sense. So I was like, cool.
Yeah.
If you want that, because your best friend has it, mm-hmm. cool. I'll get you another. Now you have 10.
And you know what? You can be, like, I think as a parent, it looks, you know, I don't have kids with dolls anymore, but I remember my cousins always had... black and white dolls, and I'm actually watching my stories of my one cousin who just had a baby, and she's always got a black doll in her hand, and my cousins were intentional about that from when they were young with
that's
their kids
amazing.
But they also are all except for the one, all partners with like black a black man and a brown man.
Right.
So they were more conscious of it, whereas I should have done it too, but I just didn't think about it because...
We're privileged.
Yeah.
That's privilege and it's fine. It's, you don't have to think about it.
I didn't think about it, no. So, and they were like, I know that my kids are not going to be white, so I want them to have dolls that are like them.
Anyways, those are small things you can do, and it's not something to be fearful of. That change is great, you guys, and that includes in your business. And like, if you are a business owner and you are feeling like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to post, even if you're a small business, because... you know, I think a lot of people are like, I'm stuck in what I need to say. You need to just let people know that, you know, at the very minimum, that racism is not tolerated in your
community or in your business.
Yeah, and you stand for equal rights of people. And if people can't get behind that, then, you know, not just you need to say that. And then you can just say something so that people understand. Because silence right now is the worst thing you can do. Mm-hmm. If you are a platform, because you're letting people know where you stand. So it is in business, you know, when we talk about business, current affairs matter in your business, especially when you run a social media platform. They matter so much because, you know, we have a mastermind program where we talk a lot about, you know, business and growing things and how to actually run a business online and why social media is so different than buying an ad on TV. Yep. And I do understand now why you spend so much money on TV, and you know why? Because the perception of when you're on TV is that people are there to watch an ad to buy it. They know that it's paid for by the company.
They know what to expect, yeah.
And they know it's not going to be, like, unbiased opinion.
Yep.
But social media, when you have a social media following, it's a relationship versus, like, ad served on a platter.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you're watching a television show and an actor comes on and does a commercial, that it's not even associated with the actors that you're watching on the show. It would, you know...
It's like when Jennifer Aniston was doing Clairol.
Yeah.
She's not doing Clairol. She's not dyeing her hair from... She's not get those highlights from a box.
No.
But we all watch it, and probably people want to buy Clairol. Not because they wanted to look like Jennifer Aniston, but that was a recognizable face. So when they went to the grocery store, they were like, she stood out, so the product stood out. Like, they're not idiots thinking...
Hair, Aveeno, and Smartwater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and you,
no,
and you,
no longer Smartwater.
And you like her.
Yeah.
So you might be like, I'm going to go. Like, you don't even know that you're going to buy it, but it's in your head because you like that. That's how fucked up marketing
is. It's brand association. It's what's at the top of your mind.
And that's how fucked up it is, because they don't actually think you think she's using it.
Mm-mm.
They just know that you
when
recognize
when you see that brand, you think of her, and then you want it.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I mean, it's...
I mean, because you're not watching at the grocery store. It's all these
brand recognition.
So online, though, it's your community and it's your relationship. So it's not like you can just be like, post a picture of what you're selling and then be like, go buy that. There's no relationship. So Jennifer Aniston had a relationship with these people. That's what she was selling, even if she wasn't using it. Y'all get it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so different. If you have a social media platform and you're trying to sell a product, if you have a business, if you want people's attention, they've got to trust you and want to be with you as an association.
Mm-hmm.
I just blew my own mind. Because we never really dived into
I think that every advertiser and marketer knows exactly that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not that we don't think about that as people. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just like, they would never use that. But you don't understand why they're not doing it, because they think you use it. But I never thought of that.
You thought that the advertiser thought that we were tricked into thinking. Okay.
Like trickery.
Well, one time we did a hair product commercial.
Fucked our
and
hair.
And we actually had to use it.
It's fucked.
Like, Jennifer doesn't have to use it. Why did we have to use it?
Legally, we had to.
I know, but Jenny doesn't.
Maybe they had to do a percentage on her hair.
Right.
Or she had a lingo where she didn't have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Something. There was something there.
No, we fucked our hair.
Fucked to the point where they had to put a filter on our hair. They had to filter the video.
We fucked up our hair a lot in our lives.
Hence why we look like we do.
I know. We really be. You know what? I'll do anything for fun. I'll try something. You know? Like, why not? Will you guys dye your hair? Sure.
Guys, we had to actually sit in a hair salon and dye our own hair from a box
while they filmed it.
And hairdressers were watching us in case we burnt, but they couldn't touch us. We fucked so many girls' hair that day. We didn't know it was our... They applied to come hang out with us. It was a PR company. And we fucked all of their hair.
Oh, my God.
To the point where the PR company had to go and pay to fix everyone's hair.
Oh, my gosh.
After that fucking video. Dead.
I kind of feel like Jules was there.
No,
because she's a hairdresser. She would have her.
It was another blogger who was the loveliest. Oh, we still follow her.
Shit.
Loveliest, sweetest girl who was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, your hair is like.
I don't remember who it was.
I'll show you.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
And
so,
she had to go spend hours
fixing her hair.
I'm trying to think of her handle. That's why I'm like, oh, God, Justine. And hold on. Anyway.
Oh, I know who it is. Josephine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Josephine Creative. Love her. And I was like, oh God, I can't. And I were like, oh my God, oh my God. We didn't know. They said it was going to be no problem. This was going to be amazing. No, they lied. They're like, and blondes don't do boxes. Yeah. And we were like, thanks for telling us. You picked two blondes to dye it from a box.
Oh God.
And we walked into the hairdresser. They were like,
you know, if we were to look back on all the partnerships and
there was orange, tangerine. It was tangerine.
Why did they think it wouldn't be tangerine, by the way?
One time, we had to go to a farm.
Yeah.
And be on a farm all day.
Because we were partners with this farming thing in Canada, and we used to go on tractors. We had to go out to farms multiple times.
Multiple times. And sit
it's
there.
Kind of funny.
And talk about farming. And us in farming. Us.
On tractors.
On tractors. And then we got in there, and I sat in his lap. Didn't I? Or is it in your lap? I have no idea. And then we were like, we had to drive and then talk, learn about corn.
Oh, God.
I was like, what? And then they were saying how, so this is what I did learn. And obviously it was a paid partnership, so I don't know the facts, but genetically modified vegetables and fruits was a good thing, they said.
Because otherwise the animals will...
The bird, the what is it? Not the bugs will kill it.
Eat it. So it's like they're genetically modifying it so it doesn't have that one thing that.
Oh, shit, your husband's calling.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, we're just on a podcast.
What's going on?
Oh, should I bring Nespresso?
Kat actually packed it all, and
but go ahead, pack some more.
You can pack some more, or
this is not an ad,
or bring more the next time you come. But did the grocery delivery come?
Oh, yes, it did.
Is it huge?
Yeah, and they just stack it right on the front step. It was like literally up to the roof.
Well, I can. I can fit another bag. You should have no bags, just groceries.
Okay. All
right. Do you think it's going to be okay?
Did across multiple fridges and thrown out a ton of stuff.
We love you, Thompson. Have a great day.
We're moving and shaking.
Bye. I mean, it was like $1,500 worth of food.
We have 11 people.
I know.
For 3 weeks.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
11 people.
Exactly. And those kids like to eat their soups on.
Oh, God, I can't believe
fruits. You know what? I didn't get a lot of treats. Because when they know they have treats, they obsess over them. So I'm like,
no.
So I thought, because I was going to get a box of Freezies. I was like, fuck it. The wrappers and the
Yeah, I'll go get ice cream night for tomorrow night. There's a little grocery store. I'll get Mark to bring that.
Like that.
And then ice cream night, and then that's it.
And then they can eat fruit when they're hungry.
And I don't need shit all day.
No, and the thing is, if they don't have it,
they won't do it.
They can't. They won't ask for it.
If you love me. Anyways, that was that's really fun. So, GMO with the bugs. So
yeah.
We're like, all we do is take out what the bugs don't want. We don't, like, put in chemicals. We just take out, we actually just, they take the DNA out that
They're like, we wouldn't be able to grow our crops
if we didn't change GMO.
It. Yeah.
It was pretty fucked up. I mean, we could be totally wrong. You all leave
listen,
us a comment.
We listened to what they said, and they were nice farming people. Mm. And they were trying so hard to make a living and all that, and we were like,
I love them, and they work, they don't sleep. Mm-mm. Like, basically, they work all day.
And their kids wake up early and work on the farm.
It's crazy. Anyway, we have some crazy-ass partnerships. I mean, we could go even further down the line of what we've done. Some things I've done, and I'm like, what the fuck? The farming was the most outrageous.
It was the most outrageous.
That was like, let's show up on a farm. You and me on a farm.
Multiple times. And then we ended up at the, what's that horse race thing at the end?
Oh, yeah.
In ball gowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Row Hunter Fair.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then all the PR events that we used to attend, you know, when we never wanted to go, but we knew that, like, that's how we had to start.
We bowed out pretty quickly.
Well, still, but in the beginning, we went, you know, I remember we had events, like, during a period of time, a couple nights a week, and we went for not to get paid.
I know.
Just because you had to get your name out there.
Do you want to know something? I'm drunk.
What?
I know. I drink a lot of that. I'm drunk. I don't drink my wine anymore at nighttime.
I see.
So, I have a babysitter, and she is, her children are Chloe's best friend. Chloe's grown up with them. Chloe knows them. When she comes over, the mental load that is taken off my brain is actually something that is, you got something started. Oh, you got it. That is like nether, like in a different.
In your nether regions?
No, like in a different world, okay?
Okay.
So, God, where I had something.
I'm not sure. I don't. Well, you're not going to have it for the next 3 weeks. You got no babysitter.
I'm okay with that because I'm with you.
Yeah, it's true.
But the isolation of motherhood during COVID is something that hit me hard in terms of, like, fun, in terms of me being light. I feel like when we're together, we bring something that is for our children. Like, I think girlfriends are so important because when you're together, you're able to, like, just laugh at the intense and, like, the crazy and, like, you know, when one of your children today was like, like, you're like, oh my God, you were able to laugh at it because we were here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But if you were home, you might be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the pressure of everyone there.
Yeah.
So I said to her this week, because she was here this week, and I said to her, I need to let you know, because that little one, she's rude as fuck. Like, she's really getting bad. Where am I going to have to, like, because she's the baby, and the babies are bad.
Yeah,
babies are bad.
Yeah, bad.
And they get away with it because they're the babies.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because so cute.
So, no.
Yeah, they're
she's so rude, you know? She's like, I said.
Yeah.
I'm like, you said. So, she's in boot camp while we're away.
Okay, got it.
Just need to let you know.
Yeah.
And I just said to my babysitter, I was like, I need to let you know how much I appreciate you being here because you just give me this space to think versus having to maneuver everybody.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, we're going away for 3 weeks.
Yep.
And Chloe is entertained and happy. There's nothing better than seeing your baby happy and not needing you.
Yeah.
Not being like, Mom, I want to be with you. Because all of our other kids, she's the only one who's cool on her own. Mm-hmm. The rest of them like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
I know.
Can I come with you?
Yeah.
You all of yours want to do that. Mine, she's cool.
Yeah.
You know, she's gone.
Yeah, actually, TJ's okay with not coming with me when I go out.
That is, so the babies are cool like that, but they're also dick bags sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So this will be interesting for 3 weeks where she'll have people to play with.
Mm-hmm.
We will have space to breathe and we won't have to go anywhere, but they'll have entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And the isolation of me being alone with them and my brain rattling, I believe, will be
released a bit.
Just, I find them, Natalie, I'm not going to lie to you, I find the constant in my face a lot.
I know.
But no one talks about it.
Oh, really? We talk about it all the time.
No, but I'm finding being a mom 24/7, I miss me as a person.
I know, and that's, you know, when we were saying, like, we haven't been much fun lately, a lot of our business is about bringing joy and laughter and fun to people. So sometimes I'm worried.
Boom.
Sometimes I'm worried. Like right, because it's been so long that we haven't been able to have that kind of fun. Like, could the light go out?
No, when I said to my husband yesterday, I had sex with him last night, and, you know, that's,
gross.
I know. It's disgusting. Sex is so gross.
I have to sex
Let's
tonight.
Have sex.
Yeah, ew.
Okay.
No, seriously.
It is so
put a piece of your body inside of mine and then go back and forth a bunch until it's over.
Go back.
Why would I want...
And then go everywhere. You know what I mean? Why do I want to go everywhere?
Every time I see a couple and I walk down the street, I'm like, you guys are acting all like parents and stuff, but then you do that disgusting thing.
At nighttime. So, where was my point? I was like, you're in a good mood. I'm like, you know what? Because today, I was a person. Today, I had a babysitter, and I went downtown, and I bought a couch. And you know what? That's not a lot.
Well, what did you do that was in a good mood? Were you like, hey, baby?
No, not even a little bit. I just didn't...
Say no?
And tell them I had a headache. Every night, I'm like, I'm so tired. You know what I mean? And you know why I did it? Because there was a thunderstorm, and I wouldn't be able to sleep anyways.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm not going to be able, I really weighed the pros and cons.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to do it tonight or tomorrow because it has been weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's good.
Because I've been period for weeks.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
You know, I was just thinking, like, in the morning, like, you know.
What?
Never in the morning. But, like, he, like, likes to, like, and even then he likes, like, get close to me and stuff.
Nope.
And in the morning he's like, come here. And I'm like,
ew.
Like, bodies in the morning.
Ew, are hot.
They're hot.
And their balls have been sitting
there all night. And it's like, and I just, the smell, like, every, there's so many smells going on. And then it's like, and he's like, and then sometimes I can feel his, like, chest hair on my back. And I'm like, ah, it's itchy and scratchy. Like, do people like that?
Yeah, when you're just dating.
Let's cuddle in the morning.
Dating. Yeah, you want to cuddle. You want to eat each other in the morning.
I want to have a shower, change my sheets, brush my teeth, have some water, and then maybe we could chit-chat.
We can talk about the day.
Yeah.
You know what groceries are you going to get today? What are you going to do for me today?
It's like he's just constantly just like, like attracted to me. And I'm like, I'm not, like, I look really bad these days in the morning. Like, my hair.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see me tomorrow morning or Saturday morning. It's real not good.
You know what, Nat?
What?
I'm gonna tell you something. We're going to find a happiness.
Oh.
Our children are going to be better.
Ooh.
And we're going to have space. So we're moving. We're moving together for three. This is the longest we've ever lived together, number one.
Oh,
it's just
well.
It's just a, well, I said to my kids, you know what? I'm not your timeout.
No.
If you need a timeout, you go to your room and you read.
Yeah.
And you take that time. This is your self-regulation time.
Yeah.
You know, Chloe shuts that shit down all the time by herself.
Bo knows how to do it.
Bo, Chloe, they all do it. I'm like, so if you're like, oh, I just, don't take it out on me. Go regulate yourself, you know? Like, go do that shit. Not me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to be.
I'm very busy. I'm very busy.
Doing Insta stories.
Yeah, I'm very. No, I really want to bring back the fun. But yes, when you don't have a break, it's hard to just be able to let loose. And life is really heavy right now, you know? And it's like a part of you doesn't, like, you feel sad for the world and you feel disappointed in the world. But then you want to have fun and your audience is counting on you to bring that fun.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So, I think two things.
Two things.
Number one your
thing.
True character has, someone's character has never been so evident than it is now. In social media, you have been able to hide behind a character and use your power as a person, as a white female, as an audience to an advantage or a disadvantage,
mm-hmm.
right? Or to a, like, and I will tell you, there is someone we worked with, his name is Sean, and I, when he left a comment, we didn't ask him for a comment, and I felt like, you know, he thanked us, and I was like, please don't ever thank us for hiring you as a black man.
It was like he was, and you know what? It sounded outrageous for him to say, thank you for treating me the same as you would treat anyone else.
And that's
and
his
thank
life.
You for, yeah, it, which is so crazy, because for us, we never even considered it.
Oh,
but to
I
him,
was like, thank you for coming and making
yes,
the most
and then he was like,
video.
You let, and you came in, I came in your house, and I brought my family, and all that.
And you were nice to them.
And,
I'm like,
and I'm like, in my privilege, mind, I never thought anything of it that he was in our house. But to him, he felt like these girls are okay with the fact that I'm in their house and they're white, you know?
I never because to me, I was like,
he also kind of saved my life a little bit because he's there was a fire.
Dude.
I was like, there's a fire, Sean. That was so weird how he came back and then the thing of shit was on fire.
I don't even know what post it was on, but like he basically was like, I can't thank you enough for hiring me and hiring other like black people. Who,
yeah, it was like, basically that. It was that. And like,
was
and he's
like,
you girls have always been supportive. And
so this is not about us, but the point is that it is the fact that he felt that he
even considered it.
Well, because if you maybe had hired him and treated him shitty, then that would be your reputation.
Oh.
But no one would have thought that. The power is now becoming equal because people are like, don't you fucking dare do that to, like, you asserted your power. And I'm like, I sat there today and I thought about every transaction we've had in history.
Yeah.
Have we done anything, said anything, mm-hmm. like, just that could have been skewed or, like, talked about, you know, our chat group went off the rails for a bit, and, you know, although
some people thought it was a reflection of our opinion, which it absolutely was not.
And our admins just weren't equipped to know how to deal with what was going on with the posts. And, you know, on us, like, on fucking us, like, because our name is on it, we went and hired, like, I believe 4 black admins to go in and help with the racialization of the group. And our admins, the other admins were like, thank you. This has been so insightful. But that was on us. And, you know, like, we made statements like, racism, no. If someone makes a racist comment, they're fucking out. I don't care.
And it is so fucking unbelievable the things that people will still say to people and the admins that literally makes them want to cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the admins were staying up till 1. Like, I was up to, like, 2 in the morning one Friday night trying to navigate what the conversations were. And I was like, all right, we need to, like, shut down the comments and have a conversation tomorrow. Anyways, me saying this is that, number one, I fell asleep at the wheel because I had education in this. Like, I literally went for years, my bad. And I was able to step away and go insular. That's on me because if you're educated in it and you're not speaking up about it, that's bad. I looked at our team. Our team is all white females. That being said, they all pitched themselves to us. We didn't actively go out and find people. They pitched. If we were to go out and hire somebody, I would now have a new lens. And
yeah.
Actually, we went to a yeah. radio station recently, and there was a woman yeah. at the front desk, and she was
so freaking charming and eloquent, polite and well-spoken.
And she was a black woman, yeah. and I fell in love with her. And I said, I need you to come work for us one day. And she goes, what? And I go, what do you want to do with your life? I want to hire you. I don't have a role for you, but I fucking want you on our team. Not because she was black, but because she was so charming and good with people, and I loved her. Anyways, I don't know what happened to her. We never got her.
I think she said that she was going to school for something else.
Yeah, and I was like, you sure you want to come work for us? And she was like, no. But we hire on personality, and, like, we don't see our team. They all work virtually. Anyways, mm-hmm. I'm well aware of where we need to go. Our tour team is diverse mm-hmm. and eclectic and gay and brown and black and, you know, like, from everywhere. But we don't have that every day.
No.
That being said.
I mean, I wish we had that tour team with us every single day. Imagine we all worked in an office together.
Yeah.
How fun that would be.
And fun fact, we actually let go of some people who could not treat our dancers, who were all of a minority, with respect. And if you can't treat the entire team with respect, you're
out. You can't handle that. And we don't care if it's a male, a female, if you're gay, if you're black, if you're white, if you're this. You all have to treat the same, or we cannot jive.
No. But I think now cracks are beginning to show.
Yeah.
And people are beginning to, true colors are beginning to come out, and you can't hide from them.
Mm.
And if online, we've always said you can hide behind who you want to be
mm-hmm.
rather than who you are.
Well, what's so, I have to say, I'm so lucky about, I always feel so lucky about our business is that we don't have to try to be smarter. We don't have to try to be prettier. We don't have to try to be richer. We have always just been able to be us, which is so lucky because
if we're disappointed when they mess in our life. No, it's really true. Like,
no, but it's
they
also
see
like
them all.
Well, it's also like, you know, people who have such a curated Instagram, and then something like this happens to them, and they don't.
Right.
They don't know how to be. They don't want to show. They don't want to show their vulnerability. No, their vulnerabilities and their insecurities because that's not what they were used to. You know,
ever.
Yeah.
And I said in our mastermind group, the biggest compliment is when someone is like, "You are exactly who you are online."
Because I guess some people aren't. I mean, we know that. We've met them. But, like, that would be so hard to keep up a facade. But so many people say, you know, when I first started my platform, I was...
We were.
I was...
Look at our cooking videos.
Yeah,
babe.
No, I know. That's because we has...
I mean, not a different... We would turn off the camera and be like, motherfucker.
And I... Yes, I guess...
We learned.
I guess that's true. And I guess... Yes, we've come so far with ourselves too. And just being moms, like when you're first a mom, you're insecure about being a mom.
Oh my
God. Then you have 7 kids and you're like, wait, I'm a wicked mom.
We judge people for fucking traveling. And then look at us. We're on a tour bus with strippers.
Oh, it's the best.
I know.
Oh, shit.
I know.
We need, this needs to come back. Okay.
I just miss him.
I know.
Do you?
Of course I miss Romeo. I miss Romeo. I miss 10.
I miss Dan too. I miss his conversations. He used to be so happy backstage.
But really moody, but
I don't care.
Yeah. Sorry, like, I missed your call.
No,
call back. Oh my god, is he back with his girlfriend?
No.
Well, when he doesn't answer, that's usually the case.
No, I'm a private caller.
Oh. Well then that's scary.
Hello.
Romeo.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Hi.
What's up, player?
Well, you're on our podcast, and we have to actually, one day, I want to sit down with you and video it and have you on for like the full hour in the very near future, like in the next 2 weeks. Are you available for that?
Wait, to like come in person?
No, like on StreamYard, and we'll like release it. Are you available for that?
I'm not saying yeah, I'm saying fuck yeah.
Romeo.
What's up?
We just want to let you know that, number one, we miss you and tour very much.
I miss you too on tour.
And we miss you guys so much. We miss Amazing. We miss you. We miss Ryan. We miss 10. We miss all y'all.
I know. I miss traveling as well.
And number two, how are you doing in life?
I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? I got a little unemployment coming in, so we good.
You know what? He always has a good attitude because he has perspective. He knows.
Romeo, here's what we're going to talk about in our podcast. We're doing a podcast right now. And we want to talk about how you stay positive when everything else around you is negative and you're always finding the light.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's a great one.
Okay.
I'm talking about my story and stuff, you know?
I love it. And Romeo, to sum up backstage at the Cat and Nat Fun Show, what would you call it?
A perfect shit show.
It is. It's so messy.
Was it a shit show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot, but when we're so used to it, normal people would be like, oh my God, I got anxiety, and we just like, no. I remember like just getting shit faced, like so much shots, and then it's like, you guys gotta go on stage. I'm like, oh shit.
Wait. Is that what we were, a shit show?
Well, the whole thing is just so hectic.
Not in a negative way. I said a perfect shit show.
A perfect show. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get into the podcast with you, but when you first came on tour with us, were you like, what the hell? Or was it like, I get it, I got it? Did you think we were going to be bitchy?
No, in the beginning, it was like, all right, just business. And then as we start going, we all bonding, and then like, we start like drinking, not like drinking. And then it's just like, it's a blur. And then you're like, okay, next night, dang shit.
Okay, got it.
Like, everybody's screaming. Oh, wait. Everybody's screaming. You guys are fucking getting dressed, in and out. We're getting dressed. Baby oil everywhere. Shots. It's just like, oh shit.
Romeo, what did you think that night would be like?
I don't even know, because the first day when we were in Boston, you guys were like so nice, like, oh my God, thanks. I was like, oh, they're pretty cool. And then after a while, you know, you guys, I've never seen you guys curse like at me, you know.
Wait, we would never curse at you.
I know. So my perspective, I've never been on the shit end of the stick.
No, we don't have a shitty stick, just so you know. You've seen my shitty stick is to level up. That's all it is. You know that. That's the only shitty stick I have is level up.
Level up.
I'm like, Romeo, it's time to level up. And you're like, let's go, Kat. You know what I mean? Romeo, thank you, and we're going to book you, and I can't wait
to... We're going to talk to him tonight, right?
We're going to see you tonight, right? With Ryan, and you're in the headlights.
Yeah.
And you guys are good last week. I think you had drinks.
Romeo, I want to say we want you to know we've always appreciated how hard you've worked for us, and we love you, and I want you to know that.
I want you to know, I love you too. I love you guys more. You guys are more than family. The girl from Toronto,
Bye, Romeo.
Bye, Romeo.
Bye, Kat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm so glad that we were so nice the first day.
I know.
That I didn't know.
Because I don't really remember them. Because there was like 10 of them.
Oh, so remember they kept walking
out. Oh my God. Like, they were sailors and there were so many of them.
And then you know what else?
I remember being shy with one of them. I remember I said to one of them.
They were all so big.
And there was one guy and I go, oh, and I said, like, I guess I sort of checked out their Instagrams. And I was like, oh, you've got the biggest Instagram. And then 10 was like, I have more than he does.
10 was there in Boston?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I said something about being a parent. And then he was like,
do you see that?
The first one. We were supposed to be in Boston.
I know. We were going on stage 8
and then I was like,
minutes.
We were talking about a kid. And then and then 10 was like, I have a kid. And I was like, what? And then during that time, he got another kid.
I love that.
One of them is dating like a plastic surgeon and then they got engaged.
Nova.
No, it wasn't Nova. It's the other one with the little bangs.
Oh. You can't wait. I can't wait for the podcast with Romeo. And then we have to do 10. We have to get them all on so you can hear the perspective of on the road.
Yeah.
We should do an on the road.
Yeah. And they also have really interesting backgrounds. Like none of them grew up with any fucking privilege.
No.
And they are able to come out on the positive side of things. But
That's what I want to say.
And they always, like, let us... We were always talking about their lives and their upbringing. We used to, you know, we used to talk about it. And they used to say how it shaped them for who they are. And they behaved this way because of that.
Yes.
And all of it. So it was... It was eye-opening.
I need to tackle one more thing.
Oh, tackle.
Okay. It's interesting how...
I feel like tackling Romeo.
No, you don't.
Remember that time we had the dance party and you guys played flying?
No. Number one, we have to start paying them for Thursday nights. I don't feel right about that.
I totally agree.
Okay, good.
Because I know what he wants us to do in exchange, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get that shit together.
Yeah, I want to pay him for Thursday night.
I love that.
Okay,
good.
We're going to get that. Number two... there's like... two or three women in my life that I know.
Yes.
That don't like me for no reason.
Okay.
And I'm so curious what I sparked.
Two or three?
Well, one you know of.
Yes.
Another one I will show you.
Oh, that one? Mm-hmm. She doesn't like you?
No.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I spark in women?
Not a lot of women.
I don't know. These are just the ones I know.
Well, who's the third?
I'm just assuming there's a third.
Listen, one has fucking issues, okay? And that one, she's insecure?
I wish I could have a reconciliation.
Why don't you ask why she doesn't like you?
I just said, does she still hate me? Just curious.
Oh, you asked that. I didn't see that.
Did she still hate me?
Yeah. You should ask her why she hates you. Not her, but your...
I did. Like, does she still hate me? Just curious. I just wonder what that is about. What do I invoke in people?
You don't invoke in people. Two motherfuckers.
Well, that's a lot. For no reason.
But you know what?
I didn't even...
I know, but I literally... When she literally broke it down because she was able to self...
reflect.
And she said she was jealous of this friendship.
Okay,
that's... And maybe that's what that other one is, too. Why, you know, she wanted to be besties with you. Mine wanted to be really close.
You still can be.
I mean, absolutely. But this is.
I have a girlfriend in New York who I grew up with since I was an itty bitty little girl, and we have our parents used to parent each other, and I mean, we used to get parented by each other. And when she knows of our relationship, she embraces you like nothing. Like, it's not like who, what, like, there's actually both of them aren't like negative.
They're, so does my.
Yeah. It's
probably because we chose our best friends to be the kind of women who could handle it, you know? Like, I've never heard anything from that one. And both of them have gotten, I would say, arguably less of us because of our relationship. And they've kind of been okay with it, you know? Like, it doesn't seem like they're mad about it. They just kind of accept that's the way it is. And I think it's because the people we chose to be closest to us, they have the confidence that we like, that we've been drawn to.
In a way, motherhood binds us.
Yeah.
And not, motherhood doesn't bind us with them.
No.
If that makes, because my two other best friends don't have children.
That is crazy.
Both of them.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Your two best friends never had kids.
That's crazy.
It's really weird. And neither of them were fully against it. It just kind of didn't happen.
And then I have another best friend. Like, I don't have a lot of friends.
The fuck is your other one?
I have a lot of good friends who are not all associated. Mm. So I see them all separately, but I never see everyone together, right? Like, they're all my best friends separate. So I'm not like, you have like 12, 8, 10, whatever.
They're all the same.
Mine are all like
scattered.
But my other one is going to be my daughter.
I know. That's awesome.
It's so crazy.
Well, it's so awesome. You know what else you're lucky about for that? Is that your daughter is who she is. Because I'm thinking of another friend.
Yeah.
If she was that teacher, she would have to potentially open that mother's mind to what is really going on. Whereas with Olivia, she is what she is. I wouldn't say she's simple, but she's
surface.
She's not going to go and put your friend into a situation where she's going to have to come to you and be like, listen, I need you to know this.
No.
You know,
she'll see her as an anchor versus a negative, you know?
Yeah, she'll like her.
Yeah. And they all call me when something's sideways. I know I get the phone call and I'm like, what's going on?
Who, the teachers?
Oh no, my girlfriends. It's like,
oh, I know shit's gone down
the thing when I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'd love to be in a woman's head who feels insecure about other women. I would love to dissect
well,
that.
Well, I'll tell you, that's them and not, like, that's always going to be, because, I mean,
I don't hate one woman. I can't think of a woman I hate.
I'm trying to think if I hate someone. Have I ever said I hated someone?
No.
No, people irk me, but they're people I don't even know. I bet if I knew them, I'd like them. You know what I mean? It's like people in the distance, like maybe like an actress or like someone on social media. I'm like, I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they talk. But people I actually,
but when I get to personalities, I don't like. But people, I'm not like, I hate you.
Yeah, no. No, me neither. And honestly, it happened to me one time, which maybe there was other times people thought it, but I met a guy in school and we were in math class together and we used to chit-chat. And his girlfriend I had gone to another school with. And he's like, I gotta be honest with you. He's like, I didn't think you were gonna be so cool and nice because my girlfriend went to school with you at that other school and she said you were like part of the bitch crew. And she thought you were bitchy. And I'm like, could you please relay the message that I am actually not at all? She just never took the time to talk to me.
I know.
And I honestly thought we were cool. Like, I thought we were cool.
I bet Olivia will get a bitchy reputation only because of the fact that...
Only if she ends up with those girls who are boisterous. Because she won't be boisterous, but she could be a part of them.
Because she is...
Reserved.
Well, one of the kids in her class, I'll never forget it.
She has the sweetest look in her eye.
So one of the girls said to her, they're like, why don't you like Olivia? Because she doesn't like her, okay?
Yeah.
In grade 5, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And the whole class turned on her.
Yeah.
Why don't you like her? Because she doesn't talk. So I was like, fuck, that's so cutthroat that in grade 5, you could not like someone because you're not outgoing. Then her teacher, which is so ironic because as a society, we value outgoing people.
Yes.
And we cute, loud,
bubbly,
outgoing.
Like, stand in front of everybody in public, speak with no problem.
Yeah, and I love her. I think her teacher is an amazing person, but I got into it head-to-head with him when he said to me, she would get, she needs to work on being louder, more outgoing, and raising her hand. And I was like, why? Why does she get marked on being the kid who is louder? And I'm like, what are we as a fucking society if we're saying you need to be louder as a child in grade five? I'm like, she doesn't want 30 kids staring at her. That's actually a beautiful thing. Yeah. I don't want to raise my hand and have everyone look at me.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's wrong with that? Why can't we value that?
It's always so funny when they're like, oh, well, they would spend a time where they were putting up their hand and then they stopped putting up their hand so much. Who cares?
Who? They don't want to talk.
And if they want to ask you a question, they want to ask in private.
Yeah, and if she doesn't want to ask you in front of everyone, why do we punish her and give her less of a human being because she's not in your face? So she's a quiet... And then he goes, but she helps... Oh, is it orange juice?
No, it's old stuff coming through.
Oh, because you're on Wi-Fi. Oh. And then he goes, but she does help one of the children who has autism quietly. She helps him constantly. And I'm like, why are you celebrating a quiet leader who doesn't need to be recognized?
Yeah.
Why are we... making her, she cleans up when everybody leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would way rather have that than have someone who is on a table being loud and dancing. He was like,
I mean, the thing is that you need them all. And we all, like society needs
doesn't
everybody.
Equal loudness.
No, but like, we, exactly. And we need all
would you
the
call
kinds.
Her confident?
Yeah.
She's confident.
Confident
girl.
And shy.
Confident and shy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. No, nothing. Huh. Girl, that was my life.
No, I know, but apparently he kept
but
saying she
I
wasn't
know.
Confident.
Oh, no.
Kept saying that.
Oh, no.
She needs to work on her confidence, and I'm like, why?
I know. Well, that's confusing, and you know what? Teachers aren't gods, and they're good, but they don't...
But they shape them 8 hours of the day and grade them on not being... Grades need to fucking suck it.
I know, grades need to suck it. But yeah, like, we need all the kinds of people in our society. Like, if everyone was boisterous and loud, that's not going to work.
No.
You need, everyone is a piece of the puzzle that creates a team. And every team needs lots of kinds.
Sally. Not Lee.
And you know, it's funny, she's shy, but she's not an introvert at all.
No. But she chooses her place to be loud.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need the state. She doesn't need to have an audience.
No.
She just chooses the right people to have an audience. She's like her dad. He's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, because we got to go refill our drink. I have to put on my party dress. We're going to Late Night Live. Mike Johnson, who absolutely
should.
No.
No.
I think it's great.
I'm very drunk.
We have sons. And you know what? Maybe they'll need... Maybe this...
No. They better not be need approval. They better be proud of what they're doing. You know what? Late Night Live, I'll get into that shit.
Okay, wicked. Oh, well, don't let him hear. Excuse me.
He pretends he hears.
He can't hear.
Unless he buys a link. He might buy the link. Fuck.
He does not buy the link.
You never listen.
Well, Lindsay better check through those
emails. He's pretty sneaky at that.
Ooh.
Not sneaky, but totally. He's like so.
Okay, guys.
About Matt wanting to plow me.
Who?
The guy who was like, I'm going to scramble your brain.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant the guy we're renting the cottage from. I'm like, he wants to plow your brains? And I didn't know this. Because he watches our Insta stories.
Who?
Your husband.
He watches everything.
At the end of the day, I go to my husband, hey, so did you see that thing? And he's like, nah, I haven't had time to look it up.
He doesn't watch. Only Mark watches.
Mark will watch if he has time on his hands.
Oh, no. My husband has eagle eyes.
I know. I know. He's in tune with what's going on. All right, guys, we're going to end this podcast.
You're way too sober to go.
Well, I need a new drink and I need to put on my party dress and I'm wearing the worst bra. Look! I'm going to have to go braless.
Perfect.
What is this, a fucking nursing bra?
Perfect.
Oh, God. Okay. My boobs hurt again.
It's your period.
It can't be my period.
Is this a good podcast?
It's got a lot of dimension.
I'm so drunk. No, it's not funny.
I can't wait to go away. It's going to be so fun.
Very drunk. I am very drunk.
Okay.
End it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.